Well, I attended the Missouri Governor's Conference on Agriculture at Tantare Resort last Thursday and Friday. A large crowd enjoyed all the conference had to offer, with some very educational and entertaining speakers. As the convention was winding down, I attended a press conference with Missouri Director of Agriculture, Chris Chen. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear a portion of the questions and answers from that conference.
First question, what did you think about the conference and how did it go this week?
You know, we were really excited about this conference because we felt like we had a great lineup of speakers who would really relate to our attendees. And we feel like it's gone really good. The attendees say they're learning something. It's been worth their time away from their businesses or their farms and ranches. And so that's really what we wanted, is to have a fast-paced conference that gave them value to make sure that their time away from families and their business and farms was well spent.
Do you feel like this is going to be an annual event again? We skipped last year. Is it successful enough, you think, that we'll be doing this every year now?
You know, that's definitely something we're going to look at moving forward. Of course, you know, it is the Governor's Conference on Agriculture, so having a governor who is a farmer, right, that does give us a benefit. So we are very hopeful that this will become something that is a tradition in the state of Missouri.
Previously, the conference had been back in the middle of December, and this year we're in the first part of January. Are we looking at the same time frame? Are you looking at different time frames for future conferences?
You know, that's going to depend on attendee feedback to see if they liked this time of year. December is always a hard month for farmers and ranchers, and I knew that personally from being a farmer before I came to the department. You know, that's when we're wrapping up year end, doing tax work, you have family time, and we don't want to take away from the important time of year that is for our farmers and ranchers. So we will be talking with them, getting their feedback, finding out, did this work well for them and their families and for their farming and ranching operations?
What's your assessment of attendance at this?
You know, we've had record attendance. Over 570 people were at yesterday's luncheon with the governor. It was sold out. We had people who weren't able to get a meal ticket because it was such a popular event. So we are very pleased with our crowd. We are very pleased with our attendees. You know, we have people who have never been to the conference before. And so that's exactly what we wanted. We did the Reach More Tour 2 years ago to play up the Governor's Conference on Agriculture, give them a taste of what our MORE initiative was about. And so people came because they wanted to learn more about what we were doing at the department. So that's something we're going to continue moving forward.
If you had one favorite session, what would it have been, and what was the take-home message you wanted your farmers and ranchers to come?
You know, I think the technology session today, what we're offering, you know, the new ideas, making farmers think outside of the box. When you hear about the blockchain technology and what one business in Archie, Missouri did to bring fiber optics to their business, you know, those are innovative ideas.
You will hear more of this press conference and the Missouri Governor's Conference on Agriculture on upcoming Ag Reports on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.